Esteemed colleagues, welcome to the keynote speech of the 16th Annual Wizarding Symposium. It is I, Orist McOrist. You may remember me from my Shitty Wizards lecture last year, outlining the failings of various incompetent, foolhardy, and idiotic wizards. When I relayed my story about how Wimbo the Bimbo Wizard pegged Professor Abu Dazim in hell, a high-ranking magician got a peculiar twinkle in his eye. And now, the keynote speech for the most prestigious conference the wizarding community has to offer is about Wimbo's epic hell quest for pegging supplies. You're welcome. Now, just how did Wimbo and Abu Dazim break free from their hellish jail cell, obtain lube, a dildo, a harness, and then peg as no one has ever pegged before? With my advances in history magic, I discovered what happened there in Phlegethos, the fourth layer of the Nine Hells. As I reminded you in my last lecture, history magic can conjure only the audio from those days past, no images, moving or otherwise. Therefore, I shall narrate to the best understanding of what occurred when the audio seems insufficient. Let us begin, shall we? Having already decided to pursue hell pegging, Wimbo and Abu Dazim broke out of their hellish cages and confronted the Devil Queen, Hugo Histolibbit.
Hugo Histolibbit, like, prepare to meet your doom.
Wimbo, this is crazy. We can't just fight a Devil Queen without any preparation.
You dare challenge me?
No, ma'am. No, we don't. We're just being tortured as usual. This is our torture. Yes, the idea of overthrowing you is torture.
Abu, aren't you going to help me? We need one of the Devil Queen's penises so that I can peg you. You still want me to do that, right?
Of course I want that, and I want to use the green penis, the one on her left. But we're not ready.
Oh, we're ready. I'm, like, totally powerful, and so are you.
But a Devil Queen is unfathomably powerful.
Silence, lost souls. For your crime of escaping your bonds, I sentence you to 1,000,000 extra years of hell.
We're already here for eternity?
Yeah, our situation can't get much worse.
And for the crime of backtalk, I sentence you to 11 billion trillion more years.
Ooh, no! What is she gonna do next?
I'll enhance the hellfire surrounding you.
Oh god, I didn't think the agony of hellfire could get worse.
Now, inhale the stench of a Devil Queen.
The stink! Oh, I can feel my lungs turning to jelly.
And finally, I'll slap you with one of my penises.
Oh my god.
You okay, Wimbo?
Those spikes really hurt. I'm bleeding.
Now you're bleeding out of your soul. And you only have so much of it. Bleed more and you'll turn into a devil. Like me.
Sorry about that, Queen Hugo Histolibbit. We'll get out of your hair now. Your green, writhing, tentacled hair. Are you okay, Wimbo?
Her power was totally overwhelming, and I definitely don't want to turn into a devil. Not even a sexy devil with a whip and perky boobies.
And as the pair returned to their cells, Abu Dazim did his best not to think about being pegged by a sexy devil with perky boobies. Clapped in irons once again, Wimbo and Abu Dazim stared forlornly at each other in opposite cells of Hell Jail.
I, didn't know what I had until I lost it. We had freedom.
Just then, there approached a sexy devil with a whip and perky boobies.
That was very foolish, but also brave.
Oh, look, it's our jail foreman. What do you want?
I am Vinciculla. Let's strike a bargain.
I'm, interesting, but why would you help us?
I wish to top my master. For devils, upward momentum and treachery are synonymous.
Right. Let's be careful of striking deals with devils, Wimbo.
Fine then, rotten jail.
Wait!
Yes?
I'm sorry, I spoke out of turn, and you have a point.
Your plan was doomed from the beginning, for not only did you lack the proper preparation to overthrow Queen Yugo, you also lacked key ingredients for the pegging process.
I know we need lube, a dildo, and a harness, but we were gonna use one of Yugo's penises as a dildo.
A fine choice, but you really need the cock ring of a Zipropodal for it to stay erect.
The one ring?
Yes, one cock ring to rule them all, and in the darkness, peg them! That's the one. The journey will be long, arduous, dangerous. Many a devil will attack you on sight in the wastelands, but the rewards. You'll peg a peg beyond any other pegging. It'll be legendary, historic.
And it'll provide a little relief from the agony of hell.
To get the cock ring, you'll need to journey to the nether regions of hell. The hellfire is particularly intense there. But on the way, you can find Uzob, the paranoid toad with nipples. She is in a fetid, disgusting swamp. Milk Uzob for a psychoactive lubricant.
But if the toad is paranoid, how will we get her to trust us enough to milk her?
Her trust is legendarily hard to acquire. I have no idea how you'll do this, but if you wish for truly epic pegging, you'll find a way. On the way back, follow the cliffs of Hortex. You'll be harassed by bats and vultures along the way, which will try to eat your skin. But on the cliffs, in an ancient temple, you'll find the albino harpy leather harness. With these three ingredients, you'll be able to fight Queen Yugo and also create a truly magnificent pegging experience.
But how will these objects help us fight Queen Yugo?
You'll see. And now, I release you both.
Oh my god! I, wanted to be free, and then I totally manifested it.
I admire you, Wimbo, but that's not how anything works.
Thus, guided by the sexy devil, Vinciculla, Wimbo and Abu Dazim escaped Queen Yugo's pleasure palace and began their epic quest. Having escaped Queen Yugo's pleasure palace, Wimbo and Abu Dazim entered the swamps of psychosis in search of Uzob, the paranoid toad. The toad's milk would offer a psychoactive lubricant for the pegging process, and perhaps it would help them fight the Devil Queen. Somehow.
Oh my god! This swamp is so icky! I'm getting bit by so many mosquitoes! Go away!
They don't speak English.
You're such a wise ass, Abu Dazim. I'm gonna peg your impertinence right out of you one of these days.
I hope so.
Oh, wait! I think I see her. The toad, I mean.
What makes you think it's her?
I can see all her nipples. Other toads in the swamp haven't had nipples.
Okay, so what's our game plan?
Stay away!
She must have heard you.
I know you want my milk, and you'll eat me afterwards, and I'm not paranoid. It's true.
Only one of those things is true.
But both are unacceptable.
Why won't you give us any milk? We really need it, please.
You want to rope me into a criminal conspiracy, I can tell.
It's not criminal. Well, not exactly.
Aha!
I guess it's technically treason.
I want nothing to do with it.
But, like, we need your help to defeat Hugo Histolibit. We can't do it on our own. If you don't help us, we're, like, totally SOL.
Well, I don't care.
You wouldn't want that.
Why wouldn't I?
Because we're the only ones protecting you from the Order of the Slime.
I haven't heard of it.
Exactly. They're the most underground of secret societies.
What are you talking about?
Play along.
Yes, those slimy order members are out for your blood.
No.
And we are part of the
The Order of the Lube. And all we want is to defeat Hugo Histolibit. And for Wimbo here to peg me. And to protect you from the Order of Slime.
I knew you were a part of a conspiracy.
Yeah, but we're the good guys.
We don't want you dead, at least.
Well, even though Hugo Histolibit is a mere puppet of the real masters, she's a bad figurehead. And if it will protect me from the Order of Slime, I'll help.
Really?
That worked?
All right, so who's gonna milk me?
Oh, you can't do it yourself?
No, my arms won't reach that far.
This is going to be weirdly intimate.
Hurry up! The Order of Slime is coming!
All right. I'll get the potion bottles.
Oh, it's been so long since anyone has tasted my milk.
Oh, we're not going to taste it. We're putting it in my butt.
Squeeze my nipples harder.
Why did I volunteer for this?
Harder!
I'm squeezing as hard as I can.
Use your magic.
Good idea. I invoke Bigsby's giant hand.
That hand is bigger than my whole body.
Go forth, giant hand, and milk the paranoid toad.
Wow. That's like a lot of milk.
And it's all the colors of the rainbow.
Do either of you have a cigarette?
And the mighty duo left the swamps of psychosis on to obtain the cock ring of Azrapotal. Now then, having obtained the mystic lubricant, our heroes journeyed after the cock ring of Azrapotal in the nether regions of hell, in the deepest, darkest pits. Wimbo and Abu Dazim approached a small stone shack.
All right, this is definitely the plan. So, this time, I want to make a plan. Let's make sure that nobody overhears us.
Ugh, what is that smell?
Hello?
Like, this keeps happening. Keep your voice down.
It's too late now.
Oh, I don't know how you two found me all the way out here in hell, but I'm not complaining.
Good God, the stench.
Yes, I've cultivated a natural musk. Do come in.
What's that crawling in your beard? Are those bugs?
Not just any bugs. You could eat them for enhanced potency. What brings you here? Have you heard of me, perhaps?
We have.
And what can I do for you radiant creatures?
We need your cock ring.
Oh my.
To defeat Queen Yugo Histolibit.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the reason. Would you like a demonstration, perhaps? Oh, I'm sorry. That was me. You two have got me all revved up.
That is rank.
Yes, you mentioned my odor before. I can't help it. Pheromones.
Yeah. So we don't need a demonstration. Can you just, like, give us the ring?
Oh, goodness, you're so forward. I love it.
We want it for just the two of us.
No, oh, but what about me?
You'll, be involved, in a way.
What my friend means to say is that we'd like to try it for ourselves first.
Of course you would. Well, make yourself comfortable while I go fetch it.
What are we gonna do? He's disgusting.
In more ways than one. Ugh.
I hope he doesn't come out wearing it.
He's totally gonna come out wearing it.
Yeah. There's gotta be a way out of this.
I know.
Here I am, darlings, in all my turgid glory. Wait, did they leave?
We're invisible to, like, make it sexy.
Oh, I usually prefer a blindfold, but this will do.
Yeah, that cock ring looks totally great on you. Do you mind if my friend tries it on, though?
Not at all. There you are, sweethearts.
Should we move to the bedroom?
Oh, wonderful. I'll meet you sweeties in my bedchamber.
Like, run!
And with that, Wimbo and Abu Dazim absconded with the cock ring. They went off to obtain what would be perhaps the most crucial ingredient for the pegging process. A harness. On their journey back to Queen Yugo Histolibit's pleasure palace, the duo entered an ancient temple full of traps that were actually quite harmless. A rolling boulder was triggered by a pressure plate, but the boulder came down in an adjacent room. A tripwire set off some poison darts, but the needles on the darts were not attached. So it was more a massage than anything. Finally, Wimbo spotted a fire genie guarding a stone dais atop which was an albino harpy leather harness.
Okay, we definitely see our goal. Now, let's quietly make a plan.
Sure, let's sneak up on him.
Who goes there?
God damn it.
Ah, I am Askmi, the fire genie. I see you seek the prize of the temple. This pegging harness is certainly sublime.
They, like, didn't tell me it was encrusted with rubies.
No, those are diamonds. Red diamonds, a very rare type.
Yes, this is the last ingredient we need for my companion to peg me.
That's uncomfortably personal, but all right. You must answer me these riddles three. If you get even one question right, you get the prize.
Oh, we're brilliant wizards. We got this.
Well, now for your first riddle. What is 1 + 1?
In what system?
Like, what? The answer is obviously...
Don't commit to an answer before we know everything we need to know. Genies are tricky like that.
What do you mean, what system?
On the real number line, the complex plane, in the inverse phase arithmetic...
You made that last one up.
I did.
Well, time's up. The correct answer was 2.
What? You didn't tell us it would be timed.
It isn't. I could just tell the conversation was about to get boring, so I skipped to the end.
What?
I don't have time for something like that. I'm a busy genie.
How long have you been standing around doing nothing except guarding the harness?
Since the old wizard captured me.
Which was...
What is time in hell anyways? Regardless, it's time for your second question.
Okay, we'll definitely get this one.
What is my name? I just told you my name.
Right, but my head's just really bad with names.
Me too.
Will you give us a hint?
How would I even do that?
What does your name rhyme with?
Blabbity? Now answer the question. What is my name?
Paul?
Incorrect again.
What? That didn't rhyme, Wimbo.
I'm like, sorry, I cracked under the pressure.
All right. Collect yourself. You have one last chance. Answer my last riddle correctly, or you'll never possess the diamond-encrusted, albino, harpy-leathered, pettying harness.
Okay, those were flukes. We got this.
Where is the nearest restaurant?
Huh?
I'm hungry. Maybe something Italian.
We're in hell. There aren't any restaurants here. Also, what is Italian?
Oh, it doesn't matter because you got the right answer. We are in hell. There aren't any restaurants.
Was that it?
Yes, that's it. Now take your prize and hold it high.
Like, oh, wow, it's so gorgeous. What are you gonna do now, Paul?
I assume you mean me. Now that adventurers have taken the albino harpy leather harness, it is time for me to leave hell.
Wait a second. Were you trying to make it easy for us on purpose? So you could leave hell?
Yep.
And with the 3 ingredients of the pegging process obtained, Wimbo and Abu Dazim began to journey back to where it all began, the pleasure palaces of Yugo Histolibit. With lubricant made from the paranoid toad's milk, the cock ring of Azrapotl, and the albino harpy leather harness, our heroes obtained everything they needed for pegging. Well, almost everything. A critical ingredient was missing. That is, the dick itself. They still needed to castrate one of Yugo Histolibit's penises. They stood right outside her throne room to confer.
We're almost at the finish line, Abu, but I'm all confused. Our guide told us that if we got these 3 ingredients, we'd have what we needed to defeat Queen Yugo.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. What are these things gonna do to stop her?
What if we, like, gave up?
What? I thought you wanted this.
I do! I desperately want to peg you more than anything. But I don't think we can fight her. Nothing has changed.
We've changed. You've changed.
Like, how?
Well, we've accomplished things. And we've learned.
What have we learned?
We've learned we can accomplish things.
And how have I changed?
you're more capable and knowledgeable, and now you have the proper respect for the task we're facing. Look, even if the tools do nothing, I think you got this.
You really think so?
Sure. Now hurry up and resolve your self-doubt so that I can get pegged already.
All right, hon. Let's do this.
Hell yeah. Let's kick this door down.
Who dares?
Queen Yugo Histolibet, your reign of terror is at an end.
Like, prepare to meet your doom.
You two again? Prepare to be spiked with penises! Grah! Drat! You're faster than you were before.
That's right. Oh, I totally know what to do now.
Wait, Wimbo, what are you doing? Don't...
Trust me, Abu.
But we need that loot for my butt later.
Ha!
Who let in pink elephants?
It's hallucinogenic lube. I got it all over that green penis you wanted.
Where is my bicycle?
I know what to do next. Yeah.
Wait. I don't think you should put the cock ring on the penis yet, Wimbo. It's not rigid. And we also haven't killed her. Oh, wow. It's perfectly detached and, oh boy, it's rigid all right.
Don't underestimate the power of the cock ring of Azrapodal.
This is bat country.
Well, you did some clever things. And we have what we need, but she's still alive.
We, like, haven't used the harness yet.
Put the penis on it. And now beat her to death with her own dick.
What?
Okay.
You mean I wasn't on Wi-Fi the entire time? Aha!
We did it!
You did it!
And thus, the duo obtained everything they needed to peg successfully in hell. Colleagues, thank you for your attention once again. As before, when I discussed this topic, I'm honestly not sure what we've learned here, but I know you perverts wanted to hear the pegging. So, here you go.
Fuck yeah.
My. Well, perhaps from Babu Dazim's orgasmic groaning, we can learn one thing. Pegging sure does feel good. The moral of the story, wizards, pegging. Try it.